together.
Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
Yes, indeed, we are, and we're back now, and Joe Ramos, our guest here, and we are going to continue to mention how you can help out before the end of the segment in this half hour here. But let me take another call, Joe, and we have Charles in Louisiana now. Hello, Charles.
How you doing? I'd like to ask you a question, Mr. Joe. Is your son-in-law tried under Napoleon law? What is he doing in the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals of Louisiana?
Yeah, well, all the appeals from Texas, or at least from El Paso, go through the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals in Louisiana, federal.
I feel that they'll kick it back to the First Court of Appeals and make them make a decision. I've been through the Fifth Circuit Court twice or three times, I think twice.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, it's not what you say happened. It's what's in the transcript, Mr. Joe.
Yes, sir.
It's not what you're saying, oh, this happened, that. They ain't worried about that. It's what's in black and white.
Absolutely.
And here's another thing. If you want to help your son out, you need to get him under protected custody, go to the judge and make him sign something that his life's in danger, and if something happens, put the heat on the judge. But there's certain places like the barracks he could be under protected custody where he'll get his rights and freedom and all that. But nobody gets whipped in prison unless the warden really knows about it, especially law enforcement. So this was a set-up job on your son-in-law. You know that.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. But what I'm giving you now is absolutely what is in the transcripts. I was there every day of that trial. I have read the transcripts. And, you know, it would be very difficult for anybody else to go through 2,700 pages.
Yes, I understand that. I've been through this before a lot. I've been in prison 17 years, so I've seen murder. I've been in anger. Listen, but anyway, you need to get him under protected custody. And you need a good writ writer to recheck what that lawyer is doing. The lawyers don't file their own writs. They get a writ writer to do it. You need to get a writ writer to check your lawyer. If you don't know, this case is really a high-profile case, mm-hmm. and you don't know who's going to sell you out for a favor.
Absolutely. You know, the judges, our attorneys are working on moving my son-in-law out of that medium security facility in Yazoo City. They had, you know, the government continues to lie and lie. He had reached an agreement, my son-in-law had reached an agreement with the prosecution that he would go to general population in a white-collar facility, and this is what they had told him, that he was going to a white-collar facility. However, at 6 o'clock on a Monday morning, they put him in a charter plane, him and Agent Compion. They went and dropped off my son-in-law in Jackson, Mississippi, and two U.S. Marshals met him there and took him to Yazoo. From there, they flew the plane to Ohio to take Agent Jose Compion to prison up in Ohio. And we didn't even find out about this until the following day, because he's only allowed a 15-minute phone call every 30 days. That gives him 2.5 minutes with each of his children. He's got three boys, and he can talk to each one of them 2.5
minutes.
Well,
I understand
per
all that.
Month.
I've been there. I understand that.
Yes, sir.
But the main thing, you got to get him protection. If there's too much heat on the case, all the prison officials have their own boys, you know what I mean? Their own
right.
little hitmen. So if more heat comes out, they'll get rid of him. So before you start really hitting him too hard, you got to get him in protective mm-hmm. custody. Oh, believe me, I'm not trying to scare you, but he won't be there. You understand that?
Right.
Yes, he understands that.
Right.
Yep.
Okay, so get protective custody, but don't push it. Maybe the Fifth Circuit Court might kick it back. I don't know, to the lower courts, and make them make a decision. Because there's so much heat on this, they ain't going to want to take the heat from it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I wish you luck, sir, and God bless you. And talk to your daughter about sticking with him, because he really needs a real bed right now, sir. He really needs a...
Well, I just...
You know what I mean? And I can't start turning away from him.
Necessary years to keep on fighting and to see him again out of prison.
Amen.
God, God bless you.
Thank you, Charlie. We'll be right back in just 3 minutes with more of Joe, and we're talking about the case of Agent Ramos, his son-in-law. Joe Lawyer, my guest, and you, our callers. We'll be right back with you.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Okay, all right, we're back now with Joe Lawyer, our guest tonight, and he is the father-in-law, as you know, of Agent Ramos. And, of course, we are going to go right back to the phones if you're ready, Joe. I know you are. So yep. Let's take him. Let's take Ernie in Virginia next. Hello, Ernie. You're on the air.
Hi, Rick, and hi, Joe.
Hi.
I saw the Lou Dobbs show last week, Joe, and I was a little troubled by how that show was organized, and you have a wonderful family. I saw you on the show, but the sequence of the segment seemed to be sort of favoring the prosecutor, allowing the prosecutor to close and with his statement that the drug smuggler was unarmed, and there were 20 shell casings. And then also, that segment was sort of consistent with the supervisor's statement about the illegal drug smuggler was unarmed and the shell casings. Did you go back and look at that tape or think about what was presented there?
Well, I think that Johnny Sutton agreed to go on the show only if he was allowed to close the show. He had been invited by Lou Dobbs. He's been invited since last August. He's been inviting him, and he refused to appear with Lou Dobbs. I think he only agreed if he had the closing statements in that show. However, let me tell you about the number of rounds fired that day. The drug smuggler claims that Compion fired 5 or 6 shots. I have his Homeland Security statement that he signed where he claimed that Compion fired 5 or 6 shots. Of course, Compion fired those shots as he was laying on the ground on the dirt and the smuggler running away from him and pointing at him as if he was going to shoot him. Now, Agent Ramos fired only 1 shot. Now, Agent Ramos never picked up his shell. Who knows where the shell went? Now, Agent Compion admitted that he picked up, I think, 3 shells and threw them aside from the levee where his Border Patrol vehicle unit was parked. But we got to remember one thing. There was no crime committed. The smuggler never went down. The smuggler kept running after they fired their 6 shots. However, the smuggler got away. He crossed the river. He jumped in a white van with 2 other suspects who were waiting for him and took off. They never heard from the smuggler again in 30 days. Now, the supervisor on duty, there was 2 supervisors on duty that day, took Compion to the station. They took the marijuana. They called the tow truck to take away the van, you know, everything that was abandoned there by the drug smuggler. He tried to ditch the van into a canal. And at the station, he the supervisor, who also was a government witness, said that nobody ever told him that Compion had been assaulted by the drug smuggler. Well, Compion had 2 cuts. He was all beat up. He was all covered with dirt. And four agents testified that the supervisor asked Compion, "Are you okay? Do you need medical assistance?" He asked him about 4 times, and Compion said, "I'm okay." See, he never should have done that. He should have called the FBI immediately, because assault on a federal agent is a mandatory 5-year prison sentence. With that, everybody just went back to work. The FBI was never notified. The DEA was called to come and pick up the 743 pounds of marijuana, and that, they thought that was the end of the case, because the supervisor said, you know, "We'll never see the drug smuggler again. He got away. Mm-hmm. We got the van. We got the marijuana.
Uh-huh.
And we called the FBI. We're going to be here all day and all night filling out paperwork." So he never, there was never an FBI investigation in this case. And if you heard Johnny Sutton on, with Lou Dobbs last week saying that the FBI rejected, that they didn't take the case because they felt that Homeland Security was doing a good job, there was never even a Homeland Security investigation except for 1 agent, a 4-month rookie by the name of Christopher Sanchez, who became a real good friend with a drug smuggler,
mm-hmm.
and who was also a friend of Rene Sanchez, the agent in Wilcox, Arizona, that started this investigation.
Right. I think you're very clear on that. But how did they get the 20 shell cases? I kept hearing 20 shells were found.
There were never. They didn't find 1 single shell casing. You know, when this trial started, and I'll have to go back to the transcripts, I think that the first day of the trial, that Deborah Kainoff said that 8 shots had been fired. Every day of that trial, she upped it up 1. She ended up with 15 or 16 shots. Now, Johnny Sutton is going around telling the people, the country, that they fired 17 shots. They'll never know how many shots were fired because there were never any shell casings. The shell casings that they introduced in the courtroom at the trial were just shell casings. They were not from the case. They just wanted to show the jury what a shell casing looked like. But no, there were never any shell casings picked
right.
up. And besides, you know, a Beretta, the type that the Border Patrol uses, I don't remember if it's 7 or 9 shots that they can they can put 7 or 9 bullets they can put in those little Berettas, but for them to up it just to make these guys look like rogue cops, you know, to 17, and now you're saying 19. Well, it keeps growing, you know.
Mm-hmm. Right. But the other thing was that was troubling to me was
yes,
to
sir.
See. Border Security agents Ramos and Compion's supervisor be so hostile. I mean, I could see Johnny Sutton, and he was almost vicious and very hostile and very aggressive in his approach, like he was in court or something.
Right.
And I got the feeling that he was trying to cover this up, doing his best to shift the American opinion against these people. He wasn't interested in fairness or justice or objectivity. This was like a personal vendetta. But when I saw the supervisor being so vicious, how long did these agents work under this supervisor?
Lewis Barker was a He wasn't the supervisor. He was a chief of the Border Patrol in El Paso, the chief of the El Paso Border Patrol sector. He could have put a stop to this from the very beginning, because when the agents were arrested, and when the agents were arrested in March, 1 month after this incident, he's the one that helped the Homeland Security bring the charges and the government bring the charges against Compeán and Ramos. He did not investigate, and they asked him at the trial how come he did not call for an FBI investigation, and he said also that he was satisfied with Christopher Sanchez, the four-month rookie investigator from of Homeland Security, and he never called for an FBI investigation. There could have been an investigation up to the point where the three agents who were given immunity or proffer letters were terminated a month ago. They should have questioned those agents and gotten the truth out of them, and only the FBI could have done that. But the viciousness, the overzealous, and another reason they're wanting this guilty verdict to stick is because they want to blame the $5 million lawsuit that the drug smuggler has against the U.S. taxpayers or the U.S. Border Patrol on Ramos and Compeán. They don't want to admit that when they found out who the smuggler was, and that he was, in fact, the driver of that van, although Johnny Sutton still says they don't know. Well, if they don't know that he was driving the van, then how come they charged this guy with attempted murder, because they found a bullet fragment in him that belonged supposedly to Ramos's gun?
Well, it is very tragic. It is the greatest miscarriage of justice I have seen during my lifetime. I cannot believe the country has gone over the cliff. And I know, Rick, in the earlier you were talking about the courts being so corrupted, but I think the executive office has way too much power. The country is being overrun.
But again, and that's because the courts have failed us. The courts have allowed it to happen, and we, the American public, have allowed the Congress to allow it to happen, right?
That's right. The Congress is indifferent. The Congress is not doing their job. The executive office has too much power. They have created treason by allowing the Mexican invasion. Our citizens are being victimized every day. You mentioned the death rate, 9,000 or 10,000 a year due to illegal aliens. We have this recent two deaths in Virginia Beach and in the Commonwealth of Virginia. And that should have never happened. And these people should be held accountable. And last point here. Those two young girls, 16 years of age, who were killed in Virginia Beach, don't you think their civil rights were violated? And they were American citizens.
Well, where are the civil rights of these five Border Patrol agents that have been sent to prison by
Johnny Sutton? They have been trumped by this treasonous action by the White House, and it's being complimented by Gonzalez. Let me make one last point. I was reading somewhere, and maybe you're familiar with this case, something involving the Texas Youth Commission, involving Attorney General Gonzalez, U.S. Attorney Johnny Sutton.
Yes.
Right.
And there were allegations of a pedophile.
Yes, child molestation and so forth.
Right. Where was Johnny Sutton in that case?
the case was brought before him, and they failed to prosecute. They turned it down. They turned down the prosecution. Mm-hmm. One of the guards in that facility was a guard that had previously been convicted of child molestation, and he was still given a job in that youth correctional facility.
It's unbelievable. It's tragic.
And the beat goes on. You see, Rome burns while Mr. Nero fiddles.
God bless you, Joe, and your family, right. And I certainly wish you the best, and we will help as much as we can.
Thank you very much, Ernie. Okay, we're going to take a break in a minute or so, but I do want you, Joe, to once again give your website and also your phone number and how people can reach you and help your daughter and son-in-law and the family continue.
Yes, sir. Our post office box in El Paso is either Ignacio or Monica Ramos. That's my daughter. And the P.O. box is 972-925 El Paso, Texas, 79997. The other organization that we ask that you can donate to, who's been very, very, very supportive, is T.J. Bonner and the National Border Patrol Council, and they have also been helping the families of these two agents.
Okay, we'll give that when we come back before the end of the program. All right, we shall return with the last segment of this particular issue when we return in 3 minutes. Stay tuned for much more to come on Uncensored Radio Free America. Rick Adams, your radio avenger.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, Documents, plural, .com.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
The first step in winning the war? Spreading the word. Tell your friends Rick Adams is on RBNLive.com.
Well, we are back again, and in the next 5 moments, we will end this segment because we do have Ted Pike coming back on, and he'll be giving us an update on the hate speech bills in Congress and what is the latest on them, and another attempt to clamp down on dissent in America today. Joe, we'll take another call in just a moment, but your website again, that if people are listening would like to go to agentramos.com, they can do that, right?
Yes, sir. You can get my phone number there and also my email address, and I'll be more than happy to talk. I get calls from all over the nation every day, and I love to talk to people.
You must be getting calls now from other countries as well.
I've had calls from Nova Scotia. I've had, of course, a lot of calls from Hawaii, because that's still the U.S.
That's like another nation.
Yeah. And
they certainly don't have anybody coming over the border there, right?
No, not a single call from Mexico. I have received calls from London.
Uh-huh. How about Canada? You mentioned Nova Scotia.
I have received calls from Canada,
yeah.
And you know what? I've received a lot of calls from border patrolmen who work the Canadian border.
Mm-hmm.
There are so
They're great people. You know, the field agents and the Border Patrol have the most dangerous job, as far as I'm concerned, in law enforcement here in the United States, especially against the southern border with all the drug and human smugglers out here. And they're great people. Unfortunately, Border Patrol management does not operate that way. But the field agents, the Border Patrolmen out there need to be recognized. And when you see one of those guys, pat him on the back and shake his hand, because it's a very, very dangerous job.
I wouldn't want it, that's for sure. All right, let's see if we have Tammy still on the line here from Tennessee. Tammy, are you there?
Yes, Rick.
Hi, Tammy.
Hi, guys. Good evening. To add to all of the absurdity of this whole situation, the one thing that I'd like to see brought into the debate is the police officers that are killing American citizens, like the 41 shots that were fired by the ununiformed officers at the bridal party
mm-hmm.
outside the club in New York. At no time when they do these home invasions off of bad information, or somebody said that they heard somebody had a gun and these police officers were off duty, but they fired 41 bullets into a vehicle of a citizen and were never charged.
Well, there are I think five of them have been charged already on that case, and that's unbelievable that policemen would do something like that. But, you know, that's a different story, and I think five of them have already been investigated, and either three of them or five have been charged in the murder of that, I think he was a newlywed or he was getting mm-hmm. married, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I am a little familiar with the story, and it's unbelievable that these cops fired that many shots. In our case, it's just a lie. You know, Compion fired five or six shots. Agent Ramos only fired one single shot.
And what part of the body did this man get struck in? Was it his hip, or was it?
It was between
the buttocks.
Well, it wasn't in the buttocks. This is what the government was telling the
jury. That's what they were trying to say, though. Yeah.
No, it was. He was hitting on the left side of his left leg, between the buttock and the leg, and the trajectory of the bullet mm-hmm. took it across, severed his urethra. And then lodged in his right groin, and mm-hmm. the doctor testified, and this doctor was a combat surgeon, and he testified that the drug smuggler had to be in a running position, pointing back at Agent Ramos
right.
with his left hand when he received such a wound.
That's the whole point. He was turning back.
He was in a bladed position.
Bladed, exactly. Okay, Tammy, another point?
I hear every day, you know, there's nothing we can do. And the only people that I know that can lie, cheat, steal, and kill and still keep their job are politicians, or those that are supposedly close to politicians, our supposed public servants. But the fact of the matter is that we have police officers killing innocent, unarmed United States citizens pretty regularly somewhere in this country, and they're never charged. The fact that they have investigated these New York officers
mm-hmm.
I'm glad to hear that, but you don't hear that anywhere else in the news, that, hey, we're actually holding some of these people accountable. But then you've got guys down on the border where they know that people are blatantly breaking the law. They're in uniform. They're doing their job.
Mm-hmm.
That is their job. And they're charged.
Absolutely. What does that tell you? It tells you that this country is being destroyed from within, not without.
And so what I tell people, they say, well, you can't do anything. If you hold them accountable, they will have no choice but to come into compliance.
There you go. You get the nail on the head. We're out of time, though, for this segment. Thank you for being a first-time caller, Tammy. We just don't have any more time. And again, Joe, I want to thank you for being with us again tonight, and we'll have you here for updates anytime, please.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Call me anytime. I'll be glad.
We will call you, and we will pray for you, and we'll pray for your family and for Agent Ramos, and we will continue to help support you as well with gifts. Okay,
well,
thank you, Joe.
God bless you. God bless America.
Amen. Thank you all. All right. We'll let you go now, and we have Ted Pike coming up in the next half hour. After the next break, he'll tell us about the hate crimes legislation in Congress and the latest moves, the latest turn of events. Stay tuned. Don't miss it. Don't touch that dial. and we'll take your calls quickly if we can, right here on RBNLive.com. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a biweekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Get back at 'em with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, busy night tonight. We now are switching gears a little bit, and we do have with us none other than Ted Pike from www.truthtellers.org, back again to update us on hate crimes legislation in Congress. Good evening, Ted.
Good evening, Rick. Thanks for having me.
Yes. What is the latest, Ted? What is happening these days in the halls of the, I hate to use the word Congress, but I guess that's what they still call it, the Congress, the Roman Senate.
Yes, we have three big federal hate bills, which are basically primed and ready to go back to the floor mm-hmm. of the House of Representatives when the members of the House return around April 13th. Now, we've probably talked about briefly about all three of these bills. Maybe I could just give you a little overview of each one of them.
Why, of course, yes.
Yeah. The biggest, the greatest threat, of course, is the big federal hate bill. That's H.R. 1592. This tongue twister of a name is the Local Law Enforcement Hate Crimes Prevention Act. But it's the new nine-page version, which Representative Conyers, the head of the House Judiciary Committee, has now introduced into the House Judiciary Committee's Subcommittee on Crime. So that is pulsing there, ready to go anytime Pelosi wants to bring that back when the House gets back in session a little more than a week from now. Now, this, of course, is very, very insidious legislation for basically two reasons. It sets up a bias-motivated legal justice system in America running parallel to our traditional legal system. This is what they have in Canada, where bias motivation becomes the pretext for federal involvement in hate crimes cases right down to the local county level. This also breaks down all barriers between federal and state law enforcement. No checks and balances left, as the federal government has the right to intervene in hate crimes trials in states in any kind of a not only a bias-motivated hate crime or a bias crime, but also this bill gives the government the right to come down and intervene in just plain old felonies or violent crimes of any kind. So this is a unification of federal and local law enforcement, basically creating a police state. And this legislation, as soon as it will pass, as soon as it does pass, will immediately put into the lap of judges from top to bottom the privilege of adjudicating and widening this according to their discretion, because this new bias motivation justice system is a brand new legal concept for America. Somebody has to flesh it out and establish all kinds of legal precedents and opinions about it. That'll be left to our dependable liberal judges from top to bottom to do that job. You see, the government's main job is to pass the law. Of course, there'll be enabling legislation and so on. But it'll be the liberal judges who have basically devastated our legal system and the Constitution who will carry the ball, taking this from simply a bill which ostensibly wants to end violent bias crimes in the state. They'll broaden that to ending verbal violence, which means biblically based a criticism against homosexuals or Jews.
Protected classes, yes, indeed. So you have those three measures: the 1592, H.R. 1592, H.R. 984, and H.R. 808.
Yeah.
And all of these now, right now, as you say, right now can come up at any moment. And because of the opposition, I believe that you have really been able to help generate across this country. I believe they have really been surprised in Congress by the incredible response. I mean, this year alone, we see all kinds of organizations jumping on the bandwagon, alerting their people to this. Even the John Birch Society publication, New American, finally came out with an article concerning can you go to jail for making a lawyer's joke?
Wonderful.
Well, you know, I mean, everybody is getting on the bandwagon now, and people are beginning to see that there is a real threat here by this type of legislation. Unfortunately, many of them don't go far enough and give the background that you have given, Ted. But nonetheless, at least we're thankful for those that have taken up the cross, so to speak.
That's right. And by the way, Family Research Council, which is closely allied with Dr. James Dobson's focus on the family, they now have a big flashy website dedicated to defeating the federal hate bill, H.R. 1592.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a nice talk the other day with Peter LaBarbera, who's another new right leader. He's the head of Americans for Freedom, and he was very appreciative of everything we're doing, and he says he's going to even start mentioning the ADL now in his publication.
Mm-hmm.
So we are seeing, yes, many, many organizations are now getting on this bandwagon and marshalling, and it's none too soon, believe me. We have another week or 10 days before the House will actually be back in session,
mm-hmm.
but all of these bills, just briefly, H.R. 984 is the next one we're very concerned about. It's called the Executive Branch Reform Act, and we discussed that. I believe it basically requires more than 9,000 federal executive branch officials to keep a record, a detailed record, of all calls from concerned Americans to them. A master list is being prepared, which I believe could well be used by the ADL to punish us in the most extreme form eventually. And then there's H.R. 808, which is the Department of Peace and Nonviolence bill. That's a huge piece of legislation, which is now preoccupying four committees of the House of Representatives. And this will establish basically a huge $8.4 billion a year Ministry of Propaganda here in the United States, ostensibly dedicated to ending peace both domestically and internationally. But unfortunately, the values of respect for diversity and anti-Christianity, all these liberal values, will permeate this organization. It'll actually be very much directed against Christian symbols, values, and so on. And that legislation is in these committees right now, but actually Pelosi could bring that out at any time from these committees. She has the discretionary power to bring their suddenly all at the same time bring their deliberations to an end and shoot that out onto the floor of the House, and there'll be no warning on any of these three bills. You see, the whole strategy when you're in control as House Speaker is you can take exactly the moment you want to bring possibly controversial legislation onto the floor of the House. In fact, the House Speaker or the Senate Majority Leader and his staff are oftentimes watching exactly who is in the rotunda there, who is in attendance, and if they have a potential adversary who they don't want there, they watch him very closely, and as soon as he even gets up to go to the bathroom, the lavatory, they can watch that, and instantly they'll bring in the bill that he is the one who will oppose, and literally in 3 and 4 minutes sometimes they can pass a bill while he's out of the enclosure. So the time to, you see, what I'm basically saying here is 10 days from now, I'm not going to be able to give you any advanced warning if these bills go in to consideration by the House of Representatives. Pelosi, Conyers will work very fast to get them in. The time to continue to send in your protests and flyers and so on from truthtellers.org, awakening the members of the House from your district and their legislative aides, is right now. Continue to come to Truth Tellers, print out all three of our powerful brochures on these subjects, and not only send them to your member of the House from your district, but their 8 to 10 very influential legislative aides. And we still have another 10 days, as I'm saying, to continue to possibly prejudice Congress, especially the House, against this legislation. After 10 days, we'll just have to see how it works out.
Well, you know, it is important that people do exactly as you say, continue to barrage them, because this is working, and it has worked for several years now, but there's never been as big a momentum as there is this year, as we've just pointed out. But let me give you another example, Ted. You probably weren't aware of this. I don't know if you were or not, but we had this story out of Burlington, New Jersey, for April 3rd, just yesterday. But they had reported through LifeSiteNews.com that on Thursday, March 22nd, officials at Burlington Township High School enlisted the help of two local policemen to carry out a mock, quote, hostage situation drill at their school. The drill invoked disapproval from Christian students, as the student body was told the alleged gunmen, listen to this now, were members of a right-wing fundamentalist group called the New Crusaders, who do not believe in separation of church and state. So you see how this is rearing its head now?
Yeah.
And it's not just in New Jersey, and it's not just this school. It's all over.
Yes. Well, you know, the ADL in their literature actually asked the question, do you have a gay bashing that is unsolved in your neighborhood?
Mm-hmm.
And the suggestion is there. They say look for any groups in the neighborhood who might be prejudiced against homosexuals.
Yeah, like the Bible and churches.
This is their advice to police in investigation. Try to profile some fundamentalist church, Baptist church, Assembly of God church, who's known to have those proclivities to criticize homosexuality. They should be at the top of this suspect list.
Well, now we understand where this is coming from.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
And our police are no longer our police, where the state and local officials now are spending time getting training from the ADL. Indeed, many of them even are required now to visit Israel to study their hate crimes legislation and their so-called war on terror there, so they can come back and with their typecast start profiling people in the community who might be a threat someday. So this is very sinister. To me, this is nefarious. I mean, can you imagine if they were doing this let's say with blacks in the inner city schools and going to the schools with the highest black population, saying that we have to set up these sting operations and these mock terrorist drills where blacks are engaging in terrorism and they might be killing whitey and so forth. I mean, can you imagine if some group did that and started working with the police to look for this type of stereotypical situation, the uproar that would follow?
Yes. Well, you know, some of this legislation we've been describing here is so incredible. It's so preposterous. It's so Orwellian and so on. And a lot of people will say, well, you know, that couldn't ever possibly pass Congress. But the truth is, you know, I would rather be, I think it was Barry Goldwater who said that passion in defense of freedom is no vice. And I'd rather be a little too alarmist, a little too passionate about getting action in Congress and sending in our protests, even in abundance and excess right now, than having egg on our faces about 10 or 12 days from now and found out that Pelosi and Conyers had pulled these fast ones on us and actually shot this through. The fact is that the Democrats do have the votes in the House of Representatives, where only 51% majority is required to pass all this legislation. And we simply cannot presume that, ridiculous as this is, and unconstitutional as this is, that somehow these Democrats are going to break ranks and allow these bills to be defeated. They want all of these bills, and just in February, Pelosi, Dennis Kucinich, Sheila Jackson Lee all got on the floor of the House, and they encouraged passage, especially of this big peace department, this Ministry of Propaganda. So it's preposterous to us that we would spend $8.5 billion a year for this, but it's not preposterous to the ADL and the Democrats. They're going to have it unless there's a holy howl of protest from the American people.
Well, that's the thing that's changed this year, is that you had the Republicans in the last Congress in control, and as bad as most of them had been on just about every issue, you did have some stalwarts that were indeed stalling this legislation in committee.
Yes.
And now we have the Democrats in control, and yet they have their hands full and their plates full with enough controversy and enough war. But as you point out, the ADL is a stealth organization that works quietly behind the scenes,
yes,
does not want to be noticed by anybody in the alternative media, particularly because they know they can count on their controlled, staged, so-called mainstream press to keep them undercover. But here, they can move quickly behind the scenes in the den of night to try to bring up a bill to the full floor of the House to get it passed, and then move just as quickly in the Senate to do so. So this is the ever-present danger, isn't it?
Yes, it certainly is. You know, even though some crucial Republicans helped bail us out in previous sessions of Congress, especially in conference, stripping out the hate bill which had been passed by the Senate.
Exactly.
Nevertheless, these stalwart Republicans passed this huge bill setting up a Department of Global Anti-Semitism in the State Department, which is entirely run by ADL B'nai B'rith. And we just cannot presume. You see, all politicians are kind of chameleons, and unless you they flow according to the opportunities of the moment, and unless you give them some backbone by really letting them know what their constituents think, you'll be surprised how people who you thought you were your friends in Congress will allow to slip by Orwellian Antichrist legislation like the Department of Global Antisemitism and the hate bill passed a year and a half ago. It passed in the House by a overwhelming majority in only 45 minutes. Now, this is what I'm talking about. When the ADL and their people want to move, they move very quickly, very surely, very stealthily, and unfortunately, it's often all over before the rest of us really understand what's happened.
No, you are absolutely correct about it. Again, people can go right to your website if they wish, and that's www.truthtellers.org. Or they can even call you if they need to get petitions or anything in the mail, right?
Sure. My phone number is 503-631-3808. That's 503-631-3808. Yes, we at Truth Tellers, we have a complete package for just about anybody's agenda.
All right. Stay with me just a few more minutes before the end of the show, Ted. If there's a quick call, you can get on the line right now. Or hold your peace, 800-313-9443. Rick Adams, be right back with Ted Pike.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. For the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Did you hear about Joe Bannister, IRS Special Agent Criminal Investigator that quit the IRS a few years ago because the IRS failed to show him the law or legal authority for ordinary Americans like you and me to file and pay income tax?
What do you mean? Everyone knows that you have to file and pay income taxes.
Well, not only did the IRS fail to show Joe Bannister a law that requires you and me to file and pay income tax when Joe was working for the IRS, but even after Joe quit the IRS, the IRS failed to show up to several debates that the IRS was invited to debate Bannister about the legality of the income tax.
Wow, this is amazing information. Where can I find out more about this?
Go to the website at www.livefreenow.org. That's 760-868-4271. And the website is www.livefreenow.org.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're back now. Tomorrow night we'll have Lindsay Williams back, and a very hot show indeed. But right now we only have 5 minutes left, and see if we can squeeze in our callers for Ted Pike. First off, we have, let's see, in Michigan we have Matt. Hello, Matt. You're on with Ted Pike.
How are you guys tonight?
Okay, very quickly now, Matt. We don't have much time. Go ahead.
Okay, basically I see three things that need to be done. Number one, you need to target the congressmen that have very low margins of victory, the ones that just squeaked in. They need to be high on the hit list. Second of all, you need to go ahead and take a look at the local and state budgets, which we still have some control over. And whatever kind of tax increases out there, whatever they say it's for, whatever state it's in, vote it down, get rid of it, and don't worry about recalling, because that's something that needs to be done with these people. I don't care if it's a state legislature, a governor, a congressman. I'd like to impeach Bush. I don't think that's going to happen. But we have to keep them, and if we just keep the word recall in mind and two words, no tax, in mind, I think we can go ahead and beat these people, because they're scared to death of both those things. I don't care what kind of regulations they pass, but if they don't have the funding to implement it, it's not going anywhere. Now, at a federal level, it's still going to go somewhere, because they can turn the printing press on. State and local level, it's dead in the water.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for those words. Appreciate it. Let's go to Leslie now in Virginia for Ted. Hello, Leslie.
Thank you, Ted Pike, and thank you for informing us how these politicians are trying to return us back to the feudal system when people had no rights. And as you know, free speech is the most fundamental right that we have in the Western world. And what are you trying to do? Take us before the Magna Carta? Well, you know, people are calling in and saying, what can we do? What can we do? Contribute. I will be sending you $50 again, and it's very important that people contribute. And as Voltaire said, I'll defend, even with my life, your right to say it.
Thank you, Leslie.
Thank you, sir.
Amen. Thank you, Leslie, once again, for your great stalwartness. And let's see if we can squeeze in Doug here from Texas. Hello, Doug.
Yeah, Rick. I think what they're passing this for is so that people like Rush, Limpjaw, and Scarborough, and Medved, and all that will quit attacking the Islamo-fascists. That's hate speech. I think that's their purpose.
You think so? You think they want to punish the anti-Arab, anti-Semites?
Right.
I think you're speaking with a, shall we say, a jaundiced face here.
No, with tongue firmly planted in cheek,
in
possibly.
Cheeks. All right. Ted, you get the drift, right?
Yes, I do.
You know it's aimed at us, right? Is that what you're saying, Doug?
Right. That's right. You got it, Rick.
Okay. Thank you, Doug. I think you're right. Okay. Well, Ted, you see the sentiment out there. People are beginning to really get activated and active, and regardless of what does happen, we have an obligation to be the watchman on the wall.
Yes, we do. And as we speak the whole truth, you know, it's time to let the words like liberals, secular humanists, globalists, let those words all go the way of the dinosaur. Let's talk about evil Jewish leaders and activists and ADL and B'nai B'rith. These are the real eye of the octopus who are sending all of this against the American people. Let's not just chop at the tentacles. Let's go after the eye and tell the whole truth.
Oh, boy. You hit the nail on the head, or should I say the octopus on the head. Ted, thank you, and we'll be speaking maybe next week with Harmony Grant from your Truth Tellers organization, okay?
You bet. Thank you,
thank
Rick.
You. Thank you, Ted Pike, truthtellers.org. Ladies and gentlemen, another great night, and Lord willing, we'll be back again tomorrow night at 9 with Lindsay Williams, just back from 2 weeks of overseas speaking engagements and in America as well. Oh, boy, do we have a lot to talk about. Okay, we'll see you then, Lord willing. Good night. Rick Adams, goodbye.